Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon on these radio stations. And this segment is with the Douglas County Republican Committee, my good friends John Crawford and Dave Burns. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Good to be here.
It's really, did I get your names right?
John Crawford and Dave Burns. That's
I right. thought you were a John Crawford.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. First off, we have a big event going on tonight where you guys live in Carson Valley, and everybody's invited, and it's free. And I think you're in this, actually, the Parade of Lights. Tell us all about it.
Well, first, in full disclosure here, the Douglas County Republican Central Committee does fund this show that we're putting forward.
Oh, really?
So we are funded by the Central Committee itself. Our presence here.
Well, God bless you. That's awesome.
And, the Carson Valley Parade tonight is a parade of lights. It's what I call a kind of a local kickoff for Christmas season. And it's going to be a beautiful nighttime parade of lights down the 395 from Eddy Street up to the Minden Park.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts off on Esmeralda through Minden. And it's going to be a fun event, and we'll be feeding our buckets of candy to the kids along the route, and
I love this better than the Nevada Day Parade, to be honest with you.
Yeah, very joyous occasion.
There's a great feel. The last Gardnerville event I went to was that amazing wine walk. I don't really drink anymore, but what a great vibe I got from that. We took three friends with us and went to all the little businesses and everything. You have such a great community over there. You really do. What is your particular float or something that you have in this parade?
Well, it's going to be a trailer, 16-foot flatbed trailer with a manger scene on it, and a Christmas tree, and a bunch of lights just lighting up for the season, and a lot of candy being tossed, and some of our members enjoying the crowd.
What time does the parade start tonight?
The parade starts rolling at 5 o'clock.
From
Eddy Street.
From that warehouse gift shop on Eddy Street that I can't tear my wife away from.
Right.
I don't get it. It's that and TJ Maxx. I don't get it. All right. We just wrapped up the Nevada special session of the legislature. John, Dave, what did you think?
Well, hearing all the feedback from it, it seems like another exercise in chaos and confusion and rush for a little gain.
Well, the governor got it done.
He got it done. There was one bill that we weighed in on from an issues advocacy standpoint. That was the film industry tax credit bill. We did send our letter in to the governor, as well as Senator Titus and Assemblyman the new guy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like that bill either.
And we express our opposition. And,
good.
Whether it made a difference or not, I can't tell you. But in the end, the bill did get through the Assembly, but it did not get through the Senate. It failed by one vote.
Well, I love that the governor's crime bill got through, although they did alter it a little bit.
Crime bill got through.
Yeah. Well, it was basically unraveling what Sisolak did, which
there's
like
a lot of good to it. I was a little disappointed about the immigration restrictions.
Took the teeth out of that.
Yeah. But you move on, and I think there's bottom line, it was a good deal. And certainly one of Governor Lombardo's top projects.
Douglas County Republicans really pay attention to what's going on. One thing you won't find is that's rubber stamping just because they said something. So we do pay attention. We do discuss, and the people do make a decision on what they think is best for our county and in northern Nevada. Sorry, but sometimes we disagree. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. It just makes common sense.
Absolutely. Where is common sense lately and customer service? It just, anyway, As John said, you got to move forward. So here we go. 2026 election, guys. What's up?
Well, we're just getting our oars in the water. In fact, this week I'll be going down to Las Vegas, Clark County area, and in part I'll be meeting with my colleagues down there, the Clark County Republican Committee. And
you guys getting along?
Yeah,
the big city?
Very well. And we'll be strategizing a little bit about the election cycle and vulnerable Senate seats to flip. And we think we've got a real good shot at getting a majority in the Senate. So that's what we're shooting for.
John, there's three voting districts down there in southern Clark County. And the three that John was talking about was basically is the Democrats only won it by like a couple hundred votes. So that's what we're going to target, because we think we can easily take them back if people just really know what's going on.
We are so tired of being bossed around by the Democrats in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Controlling every state vote. But you know, it's got to be tough to be a Republican committee down there, because I think that population is pretty disparate. They're all different people, more so than us, I think, from all different areas, primarily Southern California. How to corral that group into voting and taking Nevada Republican issues to heart? It's got to be harder than Gardnerville. Certainly Gardnerville. I think Gardnerville as a community is so tight together.
Yeah.
You're like Pahrump. We have friends in Pahrump. And the Republican committee, just I tell you, everybody is red there.
Yes.
Everybody. Except for the four ladies who drink wine there that they featured in the news report I saw.
Yeah.
Okay, so the election.
So we're also focusing locally in Douglas. We have
an
assembly seat up for election, and Blaine Osborne, the name I was searching for earlier.
Well, let's
the one
do names.
Got appointed,
what candidates are you really going to be pushing in the election?
Well, right now in the primaries, we're not pushing anybody.
We're not taking favoritism on.
We have endorsed three constitutional candidates. That's the governor, the controller, and the lieutenant governor. We've officially endorsed them, but we're not in the business of endorsing during primaries.
Mm. We do it as individuals, you know, and everybody should have that.
Everybody needs a fair shot.
Right.
Yeah, we just don't want to, as a party, you know, we don't want to step on somebody's toes.
So you don't have, like, the establishment candidate and coming out for that.
They're all good.
They're all good. Okay.
Something's better.
We do entertain them all at our monthly meetings. Now we open our agenda at the end of the meeting for them to come and join us and speak to our members. So that season is now open to our members. We opened it up in December and had a couple folks talk to our membership, and it's going to go on all the way through next year until the election.
You are a very inviting group, and you have fun too. Coming up, you have your Christmas potluck dinner.
Yep. That's on the 18th, and that's our joyous occasion. We don't have a December general meeting. We replace that with a very fun social event, being our potluck Christmas dinner. So we're looking forward to that.
We got some real good cooks.
Yeah, where's it at?
At the Elks.
Oh, at the Elks Club.
Yep.
Okay, that's where you hold a meeting too.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, Elks Club in Gardnerville.
Yes. Right.
All right. So Christmas potluck dinner. How can people go to that on the 18th?
Well, they can send us an email at info at douglasnvgop.org and RSVP their attendance and interest to attend.
Do you have the details on your website that people can consider it?
No, it was
okay.
It's primarily, we have extended externally some invites, but it's primarily geared towards the membership, which we have communicated with directly.
You're so social, because you also have a Lincoln Reagan dinner.
Now that's going to be a good one. That's February 15th, Sunday night. I know it's right after February 14th, but we have Mr. Gordon Chang coming to be our keynote speaker. And he's going to be, his topic of his speech is going to be Plan Red, and that's China's project to destroy America. And
I think I heard
you ever have listened or read Gordon Chang.
I've heard of this guy.
Look him up.
Yeah.
He's on Newsmax a lot. He's on OAN a lot. And a very intriguing, knowledgeable individual.
And he's coming to Gardnerville?
He's coming to Gardnerville.
Oh, and where's this Lincoln Reagan dinner going to be?
At CVI in their ballroom downstairs.
Okay.
And tickets will be on sale this coming week. You can go to our website at douglasmvgop.org. And hopefully by the end of the week, the tickets will be up and for sale.
Your next
or you can stop by our headquarters office in Gardnerville and purchase tickets.
Yeah, folks, if you get involved with this group, you can go to their next meeting. That's at the Elks Lodge, Gardnerville, January 8th. Now, I've been to one of your meetings, but for the newbies out there, what do you have in this meeting scheduled for January 8th?
For the 8th, you're going to get a Board of Commissioners update from the chairwoman of the Douglas County Board of Commissioners, Charlotte Hales. We'll give a big update on what's going on. We're going to get information directly from our county clerk, Amy Bergens. Will give us a rundown on the realignment of the precincts in Douglas County. Everybody's got a new precinct, whether they know it or not. It's been realigned, and so this will be a great informational exchange for that.
At the Elks Lodge.
Right. And then I believe we're going to have at least a few candidates running for office.
Good.
Some discussion.
You're on it.
We're still getting more applications coming in, wanting to be voting members and also members, associate members, non-voting members. So it's still flowing, and we're just going to increase that because we're in.
One other topic that will probably be, we're due to the convention coming up, the county convention and the platform discussion, we're getting some information out. We're going to have one meeting will be a pro side, one meeting will be a con side regarding the convention estates issue. So our members will get indoctrinated to both sides of that discussion. Because it is a factor in the platform, the Republican platform.
We're going to take a break. Folks, while we're in this break, go online and check out and see if this is the kind of group you would like to join if you live in Douglas County. What is the website address again, John?
DouglasNVGOP.org.
Easy. DouglasNVGOP.org. All right, back in a few, you got a little bit more to talk about. Your new office expansion of the county convention, the state convention. So one more segment with John here and Dave. If you have a question, politics is good. 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter, live in local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1119.
Is FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. 11:22 is the time. I'm John Potter with John Crawford and Dave Burns. One more segment there with the Douglas County Republican Committee. If you have a question or you want to bring up some Republican politics stuff, 775-884-9910. Okay, where are we? Your office expansion, and John, I never knew the building had a name to it, the Anchor Building.
Right.
What's, why the Anchor Building?
Well, the Anchor Building is named after the gentleman who built that little strip mall. His name was Leonard Anchor. And I heard you talking earlier about your mom's second husband who fought in Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
And reminded me, Leonard Anchor, who was born and raised in Lovelock, joined the Army 2 days after he got out of high school and ended up leading a platoon, Army platoon, on June 6, 1944, on Omaha Beach. And if you've ever been to Normandy, it's pretty impressive
God
place.
Bless him.
And it's amazing what they accomplished. He survived it and obviously contributed mightily. So there's quite a history to that building.
So it's a neat little building. It's a kind of a strip building there on the main drag, 395 in Gardnerville. And are you ever going to be finished with this expansion project?
Well, they just finished remodeling it for us. Our landlords, who is Leonard Anchor's daughter, just finished refurbishing that unit that right next door to us is a unit that we're now moving, expanding into.
Yeah.
And we're going to be using that for a lot of events, be it Constitution classes, be it Republican orientation classes, be it the youth, bringing in the youth that Dave Burns will talk about in a minute because he's very close to the high school. It's all kind of, we can have debates in there, movie nights in there. We can have a lot of events. We'll be doing a lot of our packaging of election materials in there for walking, and we'll, maybe our phone banks will be housed in there. A lot of things that we can do in there.
2026 is going to be a great year. Well, okay, Dave, the high school?
Yeah, John, I'm excited.
Okay.
I have not seen this, heard this, or seen anything of the Republic, actually any party, that actually will be concentrating and focusing on, one, the turning point, but our youth that's in high school. Susan Jansen is on the board with me as school board, and she is passionate about this as well. She will be involved in it. But we actually, with Turning Point, an honor to Charlie Kirk, and we got to thinking and thought, wow, what in the world are we missing here as a party?
Right.
Because these kids want to be a part. We went in one of their meetings, and they're great. These kids are smart, and they want to be a part of a conservative approach to things, and I'm sure parents is driving part of that. But what we're going to do with this expansion is, right now, they have no place to go to have meetings outside of the school, and the school, you know, they just don't have the time to have it in the school. So what we're going to do is we're going to bridge the gap with Turning Point and any kids that's involved in that. Yeah. With the Republican Party, we're going to have events in there for them. We will have speakers come in, and what we want to do is also is to train them or to give them what's going on, so they can, they're smart enough by far, and so they can actually see what's going on. We don't tell them who's gonna, and that also the parents are going to be welcome to come in. So we're going to be having different events in that training room, but there's training as well is going to be for adults and everything. We're hope to have that quite busy. And I just talked to one of our CCW instructors that owns a gun shop down in Gardnerville, and he doesn't have a place in order to meet. So we're going to talk about that at the next meeting, whether that, what, you know, hey, we're for Second Amendment, right? So as Republicans, we back that. So we'll talk to our membership and say, hey, you want to allow them to do that. So everything that we believe in, we feel we should, as a party, let everybody know what's going on so they can decide whether they can be a, want to be a part of it or not.
So you pretty much melded pretty well with Turning Point.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you hear about Erica Kirk is going to be on a special town hall next Saturday? There, it's a one-hour town hall next Saturday, 8 p.m., Erica Kirk on CBS.
I did not hear that.
That is, I don't know what's going on over there. I think they got so much blowback for being such a far-left news operation that now they are backtracking a little bit from being so progressive, and which I lived through, and I think this is awesome. Erica Kirk for a whole hour.
I just saw something about that yesterday.
Yeah, that, isn't that something? All right, precinct meeting coming up. What's your next one? It's February 7th for, and everybody's invited or just members?
All Republicans in Douglas County.
Wow.
We'll be holding our precinct meeting. Part of it will be up at Kale Center in Tahoe. The other part of it will be down in the valley at the senior center in the community center in Douglas, just to make it easy for people to travel shorter distances in the weather. But the precinct meeting is a precursor to the county convention, which is held 3 weeks later. And so this is an opportunity for all the Republicans to come in and weigh in on desired changes to the Republican platform in Douglas County, to weigh in on bylaws for the
How often does this convention happen?
Every two years.
2 years, okay. Yeah. And that's up on the 28th of February.
Correct.
All right.
And your ideas can be heard.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and let's go bigger here. We have the GOP state convention coming up.
And that's in May. We don't have a lot of details on that yet.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be somewhere in the Clark County, Vegas
area. Ah, rats.
And that's part of the struggle. They're trying to find something that's economical, but can house 500 people to 700 people.
Yeah.
Like last time they did it in 24 was up here at Tahoe Blue Event Center, and that worked out really well. But now this one's got to be down south.
Okay.
So they're looking for a venue.
All right, final minute, guys. What would you like to say to the folks listening, Dave?
Well, I just I want the Republicans to know that we need to make sure that we tap into the independents and build relationships. I'm not asking them to change their party, but we need to connect with them. There's more registered independents than either Republicans or Democrats in the state of Nevada. But here's another one. This is the positive.
Yeah.
In October, we received a notice from the Secretary of State that the Republican Party now outnumber the Democrats registered, and that hasn't happened since 2008.
Yeah, we had that in our news. Well, gentlemen, it's great to see you again, and next month we'll have you on again.
Great.
All right, keep trucking along, my friends. God bless Gardnerville. I'm John Potter, live and local, time for Fox News and local news with Greg Neff, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk, time 11:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Our current temperature, let's check it out after that forecast. I can't believe we're going to be in the mid-60s soon. 48 degrees, our current temperature. Hi, Molly.
Hello.
Hello. Molly is with RSVP, Retired Senior
Volunteer Program.
Volunteer Program. Looking for a little help here. And, of course, it helps out to see. Now, we're talking specifically about seniors who need help where they live, and they're not able to keep up. I can barely keep up, and all I got, I don't have kids there or anything. I just got three cats and my dear wife, but keeping up a house is a lot of effort, and there is an organization that helps seniors keep up with all those home duties and stuff like, well, what, Molly?
So Nevada Rural County's RSVP is looking for help in the Carson City area for donations that help us with our homemaker services, which is light housekeeping, laundry, you know, cleaning the linens, emptying the trash, the bathrooms, the kitchen, areas in which the seniors, our older seniors who have absolutely no support, they need that help because they need a safe environment, a clean environment, and able to live independently in their homes to avoid the assisted living costs.
Isn't that great, folks, that we have an organization that looks out for this? I didn't, you know, in the beginning when we first talked, I was very impressed that this. Now, why you, with all the causes out there, Molly, and thank God you are involved in this, but why the passion for this in particular?
Nevada Rural County's RSVP, we help seniors live independently. And so we have several different programs, transportation, homemaker, respite, several different programs that help our seniors live independently and our adults with disabilities. The passion comes with, you know, I've always kind of stated that our seniors become our forgotten generation. And so Nevada Rural County's RSVP has been strong for 53 plus years and really hoping and helping seniors live independently is our goal.
In rural counties?
Yes, Yeah, so we are, our hub office is in Carson City, but we have offices in Winnemucca, Ely, Elko, Caliente, Pahrump, Tonopah, Churchill, Fallon.
Mina?
No, so we don't have offices there. What we do is we work with agencies to kind of get there. Yeah.
I said Mina because, boy, does that town need a lot of housekeeping.
Yeah.
Now, don't, don't chase after me, okay?
All right.
And this is such a needed thing that you actually have a wait list
Yes.
of people who need your help.
Yes. So, yes, we get referrals from a lot of home health agencies, the state as well. And so our Homemaker program has our largest wait list within the Carson City area. It's over 160. And some of our seniors have been waiting for over a year for these services because we do pay independent contractors that go in and provide these services. And so we are grant funded. This program is through the state, so we are extremely gracious for that funding, but we just see the need because we're getting referrals, you know, 5 to 10 a week.
Now, you're too polite to ask this. I am too polite to ask this of these seniors who need help, but I will. Where are the kids? Where's the family?
Some are out of state. I mean, we do get a lot of our clients that have kids out of state. And then we do, a lot of them don't have kids or they don't
put the
kids.
Well, they're grown-up kids. I mean, okay, I get the part where they have moved on to another mm-hmm. area. But is this a cultural thing lately where people just seem to not be as together as they used to be family-wise, where the kids have other things that they do than help mom and dad at
right.
their home?
You know, we may see that here and there, but in all honesty, we don't see that with our seniors that are clients. Our clients don't come out and say that, oh, you know, my son or my daughter. They're too busy. No. A lot of our clients are clients that have nobody. I mean, they don't even have, because our client application requests an emergency contact, mm-hmm. and they don't have one, which yeah. is extremely sad. They might put down a neighbor, you know, as their emergency contact, because we really try to find wow. somebody.
It's lonely enough to be in some of these rural mm-hmm. towns. I can only imagine. All right. Well, what can people do? How do they get in contact with you to help out? And are you appealing to house people involved in the housekeeping business or just volunteers who would go?
So what this campaign is specific to the Homemaker Service in the Carson City area. And so we're asking for donations.
Donations.
Yes.
Okay. To hire those
yes.
housekeepers to
yeah.
go into the homes. Okay.
Yeah, so $100 a month would give them, you know, two biweekly or bimonthly service of 2.5 hours. $500 would do 6 months, and $1,200 would be a year. And so we're really trying to get that help that those seniors need. Because I know that sometimes cleaning your home can be extremely physical, pushing a vacuum, bending down to, you know, wash your toilet, this, you know, the kitchen area as well. And a lot of our seniors just can't do that.
Oh, I know.
And we do go in and we assess their eligibility. So I don't want people to think that, oh, they can just sign up and get this service. We assess their eligibility to see whether or not, because we have come to a time where we really need to make sure that they are eligible for the service.
All right. How can folks find out more, contact you? Do you have an RSVP website?
Yes, we do. So it's www.nvrsvp.org. So Nevada, nvrsvp.org. Right at the top of the website says sponsor a senior.
Well, good timing, because this is the giving month.
Yes.
And folks, if this is a cause that you think is legit and important enough, think of your own parents in these situations and such. I'm sure you can relate. Go to the website one more time, Molly.
nvrsvp.org.
All right. God bless you for what you do.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. I'm John Potter. Open topic on our last segment right now. 775-884-9910. And you're next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1144.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Well, our current temperature is 49 degrees, so very soon it's going to be 50 degrees. We get another warm-up after it was so cold. Good morning, troops. It's a beautiful morning, and it started with, I think, Thursday with that outrageously perfect full moon. And it's going to be a great day today. Speaking of the very, very cold weather, the cold snap that we had starting early this week, I have to say I met so many fans at the Les Schwab air pump. See how my career is going? It used to be speaking to huge groups. But I tell you, I met a lot of folks at the air pump at Les Schwab. You know, they're very gracious to fill up our tires, even if you didn't buy tires there. But there were a lot of people there because the cold snap lowers the pressure, of course, on your tires. And that irritating light comes up on the dashboard. And we didn't have that irritating light when I was first driving in the 60s and 1970s. And apparently I have been driving in the wintertime with half full tires. Never knew that. But it was great meeting y'all. That's my crowd there. Let me see here. Yeah, that's one thing good. One thing about technology is that little reminder on the dashboard. You know me, I don't even understand the new TV we got. It has just one button. One. What the heck is that? I don't understand how we lost, but I wasn't the only one. Channel 4, you know, is it channel 3 now, or is it channel 181? Has anybody found them? Joe Hart is lost, folks. But anyway, this was on their website. I know where that is, their website. Time is running out for Nevadans to claim thousands of dollars in tax savings for residential rooftop solar after the Trump administration eliminated a long-standing tax credit. Federal solar tax credits available since 2006 but eliminated in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill are set to expire at the end of 2025. Shoot, no more free stuff. Okay, what else is going on? Let me see here. There were fireworks at the Aces ballpark last night. This is one of the many Christmas, I'll say Christmas, sue me, holiday celebrations going on around. And I thought it was some big guy on my roof, the fireworks at Aces Stadium. So anyway, they're all around. We were just talking about the parade of lights in Carson Valley starting that place. I forgot. Going down 395, Eddy Street. There you go. Eddy Street, Gardnerville, and it's tonight, the big parade of lights. Very nice. It's going to be a wonderful thing. And it's just a great season. I feel so good. I cannot gripe. You know me. I love to. No, I don't. Anyway, there was some interesting news, a little bit disheartening that I learned this morning. Beefy's, the burger place in Midtown Reno, is begging for help to stay open. They say they've had to temporarily close their doors because that little building, which I've always known as Landrum's, needs major repairs, plumbing, flooring, essential maintenance that can't wait. Sounds like a visit from code enforcement. And I remember Casale's had the same exact issue about 15 years ago when I did a news story there. Thank God Casale's is still around. But at Beefy's right now, they say that their employees, their cooks, their order takers have all been coming in and trying to do that fix-it stuff themselves, cleaning and repairs. Wow. And they're looking for donations, so I'm just putting it out there and getting the word out. Many fond memories of Landrum's, which, like everything else in Midtown, that area used to be 24 hours. Landrum's was 24 hours. All the pawn shops on South Virginia and Midtown were 24 hours. Even the car dealers were 24 hours. amazing town it was. Great memories there. Some welcome news from Lyon County was announced, just announced, for those who pay bills to Lyon County. They have just cut the debit card processing fees from your property tax payments. Wow. A government entity doing something for their residents. I mean, this adds up to a lot of money. It's like if you pay a $600 property tax payment, that's like $20 in fees that you're not having to pay anymore. Now, the city of Reno did the opposite this week, adding credit card charges, a 2.7% service fee for credit and debit card transactions beginning January 2nd to help offset the processing costs and payments. And thankfully, we all lived through that 5.9 earthquake in Dayton. Channel 4's website, the headline, "False Earthquake Alert Leaves Nevadans Shaken." I wouldn't say they were shaken by it. I did stay under my desk here for 7 minutes when it came out, but, yeah, it was false. It did break up the weekday tedium. You know, things were getting boring here. The funny thing is, right after the alert was posted, three local people reported feeling this 5.9 quake on the USGS website, but the agency is still, to this day, trying to figure out what caused the false alert. I'm thinking, I'm sure, a cat walking across a keyboard at the USGS, because it happens to me all the time. President Trump this week reduced the mileage mandates that punished gasoline car production in the U.S., making cars more affordable again. This was on Wednesday. The president fulfilled his campaign pledge to end the Biden electric vehicle mandate. All the news channels, including our local news, they were all focused on saying this is rolling back fuel economy standards. No, it's eliminating gratuitous mandates that raise car prices. And we're at the point now, folks, where the average new car transaction in the U.S., the average price of a new car has risen to $52,000. Can you believe that? $52,000. The Obama and Biden administrations use the CAFE standards for a mandate and to subsidize EVs, which was an outright attack on our American car industry. Well, that's been squashed. Good move. I drive a vehicle made by General Motors. I think it's 19 years old. And here's the thing. I'm not smart about cars, but I have driven General Motors products and have been extremely pleased with them. You know, when I was younger, they were lemons. When I was younger, there were cars or trucks that were pieces of crap. But now I don't think it's the case. I think even the low price automobiles, well, not low anymore, okay, but the Kia, the Hyundai, top-notch automobiles, I think everybody has figured out how to make a good car, you know? Also, the most popular car in America, decade after decade, is a pickup truck, the wonderful Ford F-150. And you know, a pickup truck is going to cost you more than a smaller car, so that also is upward pressure on the average price of a new automobile. But $52,000 is about 50% more than the first house I bought. And for real. And $52,000 is a lot of money. So myself, I don't ever anticipate again buying a new automobile, because I'm in a stage of life right now where there's no full-time TV big-time anchor pay coming in, and now we're buying our own health insurance, and we're not in a position to buy a new automobile, all of which leads me to the assertion that it's highly likely I will never purchase a new automobile for the rest of my life, which is fine. I probably will purchase automobiles that are about 10 years old, and one might look at this and go, oh, woe is me. Look how expensive those vehicles are. And one could do that. But to be honest with you, every time I put my fanny in my jalopy, my feeling is entirely different. I feel I can rejoice and go, thank God they make such great cars, because again, I'm driving a car. You know, I think it's 19 years old and it works fine. I'm pleased with it in every regard. I mean, it might have a little rust on it, may not look all that sporty. Don't race me down McCarran, but I tell you what, I get back and forth to work every day. It'll fit people when I need to take them places. It's warm when it's cold outside. It's got good air conditioning when it's hot. The radio works, and it's good on gas. It's got all-wheel drive, and if I turn this dial here, it's got four-wheel drive. I can't tell you a thing wrong with it. Some several years ago, U.S. engineers and car makers put it together, and these years later, I am still blessed by the reliability of their design and the product that they produced. But today, new cars are very expensive to buy. They cost more than the house I bought in 77. So all the technology in our cars, is it necessary? Does every car need to have microchips? Does everything have to be all electric and all Wi-Fi and all? It used to be, to put the window up or down, we'd have this crank handle. And we didn't have no microchips. We had barbecue chips, and we were happy. Anyway, thank you so much for putting up with me this morning. Craig, thank you so much for your help. And wake up, Craig, for your help in Carson City. It's always a pleasure. And I will talk to you folks again Monday morning doing traffic reports and news until Phil comes in for the afternoon shift. As always, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And we're going to be more in the holiday mode next Saturday. I can feel it. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, folks. Love you all. Bye-bye. 99.1 FM Talk.